Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. I am Nick Scarpino, and joining me today is, I'm just going to say Andy Cortez. Andy, because you know why? Because it's a 14-page document we got to get through today, so we just don't have time for all
There's a lot of stuff. You know, not all the news is important, though, Nick. Keep that in mind, too.
But see, here's the thing. So for those of you listening, you're like, wow, Nick's hosting Games Daily, finally getting his comeuppance, right? Finally bringing some flair to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Because most of the time, Andy, it's just ones and zeros, right? People, Tim's over there doing math.
A lot of talking
Greg's
heads,
over here talking about Halo, whatever. And they wanted some heat today, or so
yeah.
I thought.
It's like every show is like, is Game Pass the best value in gaming?
Right. So this is what they tell me. They're like, this is going to be hilarious, Nick. You're gonna host Games Daily with Andy, of course, the dynamic duo, the triple threat, as they used to call us.
It's only two of us, man.
Well, I mean,
where does the third come in?
It's you, me, and whoever's in between us.
Jesus.
So then Tim goes, dude, it's super easy, right? We're just going to have you host. Everyone's going to love it. It'll be a hilarious April Fool's joke. And then he sends me the document they use for this show. And I kid you not, it's 14 pages long right now. That is the show we're going to get through. And I just realized scrolling through it, I'm like, oh, you got me. The joke's on me. That's what this is.
Andy. The joke is on us.
We are the fools.
We're the April Fools.
And you are out there laughing, Tim Geddes. And I can see you, and I love it very much. Of course, today's stories include, you can't play Game Boy games because of the Suez Canal. Platinum Games 2020 April Fool's Day joke might be real. Spoilers, probably not. Elder Scrolls Online is coming to PS5 and Xbox Series X and S and more, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every week at 10 a.m. live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you can correct us with stuff that we get wrong at kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. And if you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or listen later on podcast services around the globe.
A little two claps, I think.
Around? Three claps or was it two claps? I think it's usually two.
I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of your wrongs there.
Oh, we're going to have a ton of your wrongs there. Mostly because we're going to go through the stories at a clip. You know, we're going to go through at a fast pace.
A brisk pace.
Yeah. I'm not trying to bore people down with these news stories for this new show, right? We're going to get to the fun stuff pretty soon. Of course, to be part of this show, head to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where bronze members or above get to write in, and silver members or above get the show ad-free along with exclusive daily post shows. And last but not least, Greg sucks. Housekeeping items right now.
Gotcha, Greg. Greg,
that's how he's trying to slide in. Nick sucks into this document right now. Barry, can we block Greg from all Kind of Funny documents, please?
On it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I saw him. Unfortunately, Greg's his name in the document shows up vibrant pink. Vibrant pink. Not only that, but it shifts everything. So as I'm reading, it's like an added obstacle for this show for me to do, which is good. Housekeeping, there is a new episode of The Blessing Show up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames right now. Let's talk Elden Ring, which is, I think I read that right. Andy, are you loving Invincible? Well, the Kind of Funny podcast has Invincible and The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman on it right now, and it is freaking fantastic. Listen on your favorite podcast services or go over and watch us at youtube.com/kindoffunny. I recommend you watch this if for no other reason than to tell me how big the lamps are behind Robert Kirkman. Are they huge, or is his room just really long?
Oh, okay. I wasn't there, unfortunately. I had the worst migraine of all time to the point where I was trying to watch in my 2-hour break, trying to watch Godzilla versus Kong.
I couldn't take it.
Like, my eyes were hurting so bad that I just needed to lay down and not look at anything. And I eventually, napped for a little bit, but yeah, it was a bummer to miss that, but I'm excited to check it out.
We had a great time. Robert Kirkman is a very, very, very cool, very, very smart person with garbage takes on The Mandalorian.
Oh,
no, I'm pretty sure it was you who had the garbage takes, but
no, I mean, it's Andy. At one point he called me soulless for not liking The Mandalorian, and I don't think he was kidding. And it was the best part of my life so far up to this point. Best day of my life. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mick at Da Nanobiologist, Tom Bach, Trent Berry.
You wanted to say that, certainly.
I did. I'm Trent Berry and Black Jack. Today we're brought to you by Express. I'll tell you, and Trent Berry. I'll make it a little more strong.
Don't
Tom Bach, Trent
them.
Berry, and Black Jack Rizak. Today we're brought to you by ExpressVPN, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is forever will be the Cortez Minute. It's time for some news, and we have blank stories today because Greg didn't fill that part in. So I'm gonna assume 15 stories. Andy, what's your over under on the stories we have today?
Okay, I'll go with 6.5. Over under 6.5. I'll go over 7.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Yeah. Under 6.5, over 7. Uh-huh. Let's see. First up on the news banter, you can't play Game Boy games because the damn container ship that got stuck in that Suez Canal. This comes from Reb Valentine over at IGN. If you're eagerly awaiting the receipt of a modernized Game Boy.
Just real quick, let me interrupt. It's weird. It's still weird to me seeing Reb Valentine from IGN. That's like kind of, is it weird for you, Barrett, to see that? It's weird for me.
Why is it weird for you?
I don't know if I've ever actually met Reb in real life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's just cool.
I've interacted with them on Twitter.
She's Imran's partner, but it's just weird seeing her for IGN. It's kind of like them two together, you know? Mm, it's like when Michael Jordan went to the Wizards, but this is way cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that wasn't that cool. Because he tried to play for him. It was like, I'll bring this team back. And they were like,
it was like when Shaq went to Cleveland, you know? Remember that?
Yeah. Remember when Shaq went to the Phoenix Suns? They call him the Big Shaqtus, like a cactus.
Ew.
Shaqtus.
That's not a great moniker for a sports person, because cactus generally ones, just stand still and don't do much.
I mean, at that point in his career.
This story reads, if you were eagerly awaiting the receipt of a modernized Game Boy, like which to play your ancient copy of Wario Land 4, you will unfortunately have to wait a bit longer as the analog pocket has been delayed into October, and the boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal might be partially responsible. Andy, did you follow that story that was happening last week? Big boat.
Of course I did.
Get stuck in the canal, and my recommendation was get that dog from Fun Clips on the morning show to come bro it out.
Yeah, bro it out. Make a little alley. Yeah.
Take the water around the boat.
Route it in a different way. See how far you can go. Maybe do a little loop-de-loop or something.
Don't waste the water, Andy.
Yeah.
Reuse the water. Reuse, recycle, reuse. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. In an announcement today, Analog apologized for the delay and cited two very specific issues. The first was an ongoing shortage of electronic components, as the issue has been prevalent due to COVID-19, hence the reason why Tim won't get me a PC with a 3080 in it, causing manufacturing delays globally and which is impacting numerous industries, not just games. But the second reason cited was logistical issues that Analog did not elaborate on in its post, except to link to this Forbes article specifically about how the Ever Given, a 1,300-ton boat that blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days last week and blocked the passage of over 370 ships during that time, was impacted global supply chains. Granted, many of the supply chains issued cited there have been ongoing for some time. The Ever Given's blockage caused a tremendous delay with the impacts of the article posits may ripple across the next 4 to 8 months, meaning that the Ever Given's presence in the canal is probably at least partially responsible for everyone having to wait on their pockets. Finally, the Analog Pocket is a modern redesign of classic handhelds and looks an awful lot like a sleeker Game Boy. Its design was finalized last year, and when it launches, it will be able to play Game Boy, Game Boy Color, or Game Boy Advance games. It's been up for pre-order already, but keeps selling out, though back in February, Analog said it would offer more opportunities in the future to pre-order. At least now it looks like there's more time to do so if you've missed it so far. Mike Drucker.
You've seen this Analog Pocket, Nick?
It's
so sexy. It's a cool sexy looking little machine. You've never seen it.
I didn't know it existed until I read this news story just now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So Analog, Nick, they make a lot of hardware for either older type hardware to run old games, or they make little peripherals and things like that. And Analog has a very good sense of design.
Google it right now. What's it look
like? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and Google Analog.
About to bring it up. Don't worry.
Bring that up for me. I might need one of these and never interact with it. Oh, that's pretty cool looking.
So the thing is, like, it can run all of the old cartridges that you have or may own, which is why when Stoneback Mike went on his trip recently, he went to go to local game stores to buy a bunch of different cartridges so that he could eventually put it into the Analog Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, this whole boat got stuck in the way, which is unfortunate. But that means that Tim Geddes has to wait a little bit longer to get his Analog Pocket. Because I got to assume when he's playing that thing, you know, I mean, The Bachelor, how much will that get interrupted, Nick? You know?
Oh, my God. They're going to be like, and I choose, and Gia's going to hear, beep boop beep boop beep 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 beep.
Wow, that sounds good. But I don't know what you're singing. It sounds good though.
Castlevania for you. A little Castlevania for you.
Speak the whole boat thing. Like, I think obviously Twitter was ablaze. Right, there was a lot of great tweets, a lot of funny videos being made. But the funniest thing I saw was a tweet by a person that said, "Here's what we could have had," and it was a fake tweet that somebody kind of like photoshopped together, and it was a fake tweet from real Donald Trump that said, "Why don't you just ram another boat into it?" It's like,
to be fair, inject yourself with chlorine
or
ram another boat into it.
Fantastic. And I'm sure that we missed out.
God bless it. God missed out as a country. Bless it. Speaking of fake tweets, Andy Greg Way, Kotaku apparently thought the Halo Infinite being delayed. Excuse me. Thought that Halo Infinite got delayed in 2022. Did you see this news story yesterday?
Yeah, it's funny because in our internal Slack, I saw Blessing just post a thing that said, "Hey, I deleted what I just posted because I think Kotaku got because we have a little Slack thread for KFGD whenever there's gaming news, you know, Roger will post stuff or Greg or Tim or whoever. And yeah, I guess they got from some website, some fake image, some fake leak or whatever, which is that's gotta suck. It's gotta be a crappy time for journalists, Nick. For people like us, whatever, we just read the news, we move on. But I mean, for the people actually trying to be journalistic out there,
yeah, it's tough. I mean, I salute everyone over at Kotaku, of course, for trying to find the truth and everything, but I just say give up. Make your own truth is what I like to say. Sure. Make your own narrative. Of course, it is April Fool's Day today, so we're going to go through a few other April Fool's stories, not the least of which was that Fortnite apparently added Stonks Man. Did you hear about this?
I did, yes. And I thought it was hopefully going to be a joke, and it is horrifying.
Is it actually? Are they actually adding the skin in?
Yeah. Apparently, like, the tweet that I read this morning was like, it is not a joke, unfortunately. And also a little bit too late to the game, you know what I mean? I mean, the whole Stonks thing was popular back when the meme was popular before the whole GameStop fiasco, sure. But it's still
for the Wall Street Bets subreddit made it popular.
It does make sense that, you know, it takes a while to make a model and get it rigged up correctly and make sure everything's working. And
Well, you have to imagine they wanted to time it for April Fools as well, so people would write up about it a little bit. Because, you know, prior to this, they didn't have any popular skins in Fortnite at all. They didn't do any.
Correct.
They didn't beat you over the head at all with all their cool tie-ins with Terminator and Predator and all this stuff and aliens. And I'm like, cool, maybe I'll start playing Fortnite. But then I feel the pull back to the zone.
Like I said before, whenever Greg and everybody goes, whenever Barrett and Bless and Kevin and Joey, they all go play Fortnite. It's like, look what we have over here in Warzone. We have the guy from Saw. We have Jigsaw.
Yeah. We have Jigsaw.
Right. Wow. We have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We have one of the clowns from Dark Knight.
Sounds real fun.
It's really cool.
it's actually terrifying. When it pisses you off. When a guy in the Jigsaw mask kills you, you're like, you don't deserve that kill. Take it away.
What's next for Fortnite? What do you think? What other characters are going over there, do you think?
I would like to see
see Rosie Perez from White Man Can't Jump.
That would be amazing. Oh my God. Here. That's my Rosie. Oh my God, really? Billy. There's a comic up in San Francisco, and I forget her name. I think her name is actually Jenny Perez, who does a spot on Rosie Perez. to the point where I, when she did it the first time, she did it at a mic, and I was like, this is, and nobody laughed, because I don't think a lot of people remember, or like, I don't think Rosie Perez is necessarily in the cultural consciousness like she used to be in like late 90s. When White Man, actually maybe early 90s when White Man Can't Jump came out, but she did it, and I was like, that was so fucking good. I'm not even gonna laugh at it. I'm just gonna clap. Fantastic.
Great.
Moving along, the final April Fool's game-related story we have right now is Bugsnax removing the bugs. Did you guys check this out? Did you see this tweet that came out? They're like, we know bugs are gross, so we're going to remove all the bugs.
I saw the image. It just, the logo just said snacks.
Snacks, which I would play. I would play that
this
game.
Is cool. Yeah, I mean, that's a like game I play every day. I played yesterday while watching Godzilla vs. Kong, went to CVS, bought a bag of Flamin' Hot Fries, a couple of Cherry Coke Zeros, had myself a little game time with a game of snacks, Nick.
Now, the question on everyone's mind, Andy, was Corduroy Guy there?
Corduroy Guy was not there, luckily.
Thank God. Do you get just relief when you walk in? You don't seem like, fuck, good, I can just get whatever I want to get now.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, a feeling of relief sweeps over me. And also, I'm laughing at the idea that there's got to be at least half the audience listening to this right now that has no idea what the hell we're talking about, or even who we are.
There's a good portion of the audience that has no idea who I am, and I love that. Congratulations, it's April Fool's. Never next year, 2022, just don't watch this show, because this is going to be a thing.
Now you know.
This is going to be a thing. Rounding out the April Fool's stories, though, I threw this one on here because I wanted to just go through a list of CNET rounded up some that are already around. Barrett, if you want to bring this up, we can scroll through some of these non-game related but slightly funnier, because I understand them, April Fool's jokes. I don't know if we can pull those bad boys up right there.
Oh, wow, this is cool.
This is great. So I always love seeing these. Scroll down a little bit. Some of these are great.
The Lego one's really... Oh,
the Lego.
It may not be an opening for you, Baird, because maybe you have Adblock on.
Oh, you do have Adblock on, so you're not going to see all of those. Yeah, because the Lego one's hilarious.
All right, hold on. I got it. Don't worry.
I'm going to keep scrolling down just to see if there's... Oh, gosh. Bud Light Seltzer.
Seltzer.
Pizza,
variety
pizza
pack pizza. Extra
flavor.
Cheese. Which is, first off, we can talk about that one right now. The fact that Bud Light is making fun of itself is great.
Yeah.
Because like, didn't Bud Light like Seltzer come out, and then Bud Light Lime came out, and you're like, Bud Light, stay in your lane. You do one thing, but you do it great. Now, Bud Light is the Bud Light of beers, okay? Just own that. Oh, this is amazing. This is great.
Yeah, essentially what we're watching, audio listeners, is Lego put out a thing called Smart Bricks coming soon. And they're Legos that you cannot step on because they magically fly away from your feet as soon as you're about to step on them. It's a great idea.
That's a hilarious idea.
I saw a tweet from Cameron Kennedy, who makes all of our intros, all of our wonderful interview intros and a bunch of other various things for us. He tweeted out, I'm all for... companies being cute and making fun things like there was a tweet that went out by Remedy, Nick, who makes Control, which you've been playing through on our daily streams.
Yeah.
And they put out a PS1 demake of it. And they said, starting today, you can play Control on your PlayStation 1. And it looks like a PS1 game. And Jesse Faden's running around. Awesome. And it's kind of broken, too, because the gun isn't always attached to her hand. I think it's maybe just some animation issue that they didn't correctly get the gun, melded to her hand or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a PS1 game. It looks very 32-bit with all the sort of jaggy edges.
Yeah.
It looks really awesome.
That's
dope.
But that actually
bring it up
works
right now.
Well for Control. That's kind of cool. I would love to play, like, if they had like a mod for that, you could just click it and play the 32-bit version. For a little bit.
Switch to the old visuals, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
it's
dope.
Pretty, I love when games... So there's a person doing this for Bloodborne. And,
oh, that's awesome.
So this is the PS1 demake, which obviously is not real, but it's really cool just to see. So you see how the gun's just kind of floating everywhere?
Yeah, I love it.
I wonder if they're like, damn, we cannot get this done in time. Let's just fucking ship out.
This was like two dudes at Remedy were like, we got a great idea. And whoever the Fran is at Remedy is like, well, that's fine, but just don't spend too much time on that. And they're like, dude, we got it. Don't worry about it. And this was 3 o'clock in the morning. March 31st, and they're like, we got to get this thing done, just but we can't get the gun. Just ship it. Just ship it. It'll be funny. And you know what?
Cool.
I respect the effort, ladies and gentlemen. I do. Respect it very, very much. Last April Fool's related story might not be a fool's at all. Platinum's 2020 April Fool's joke is now a real game, question mark? Asks Chris Scullion over at VGC. A game revealed as part of an April Fool's Day joke last year by Platinum Games appears to have actually entered development. Soul Cresta was announced in 2020 as the third game in, of course, Andy, the Cresta series of shoot 'em ups.
Of course, who could forget?
Yeah, who could forget? Following the 1980s Moon Cresta and the 1985... Terra Cresta. That's right. There it is. Oh my God. The joke was the fourth and seemingly final announcement on the studio's Platinum 4 website, which promised four big announcements, but was widely believed to be an April Fool's joke, especially when a fifth bonus stage announcement was added after it was published. However, exactly 1 year later, Platinum has now published a trailer that appears to show legitimate gameplay footage in collaboration with Hamster, who have owned the Terra Cresta IP since 2013 after it acquired the entire library of Japanese studio Nichibusta. Soul Cresta appears to be a brand new retro. I'm gonna save you guys. I'm going to stop you right here. This is
go
a
ahead
joke.
Stop the story.
This is an April Fool's joke, and it's genius. But you know it's an April Fool's joke, ladies and gentlemen, because it's April Fool's Day today.
Oh, wow.
See that one? See that one
really
right there?
Really got me. Yeah, got us there.
Got
and,
you going.
Yeah, because I saw Imran tweeted about it too. Like, I don't want to pigeonhole any developers because, you know, Platinum is known for making very flashy sword-style cool combat hack-and-slash sort of games. So this would definitely be not in their wheelhouse. So it's kind of weird to be like, hey, we're coming out with this sort of top-down video game that, you know, the games that you couldn't remember that you would play on your uncle's PC back in 94, you know. Mm-hmm. There was always games like that. There was always, Chad, I'm trying to think of one right now. It went along, like, if you ever played the Galactic sort of pinball game on PC, and you know which one I'm talking about, you also probably played this top-down sort of shooter. And it had a name like Raiden or something like that. So let me know in chat, and you get a prize.
I only played the pinball and then solitaire, and then sometimes on my grandma's computer I'd play Mahjong.
Oh, Mahjong! Really? I never learned how to play Mahjong.
I didn't know how to play. I was like 6 years old playing this on my grandma's computer. But I like.
Is it really Raiden? Oh, chat saying it's Raiden. Wow. Oh shit! Did
I
nail
that one?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I just said Raiden, but I don't think it was Raiden actually.
Chat's just gonna agree with you because they're having such a great time watching a show that actually has charisma for the first time.
Wow, Jesus!
So they're just—they're gonna just pile it on, man.
You're just attacking the host.
No, mostly just Greg. Everyone else that hosts this show.
Wait. No, it's not Pajama Sam. It's not Pajama Sam. Sorry. Damn it. All right. Next news story, Nick.
Big news for Andy. Ghost Runner Roadmap. 505
Tyrion.
Games.
Tyrion. Slightly Sausage. You fucking crush it, dude. It's Tyrion. That's the one. Oh, my God. It's Tyrion. All right. Keep going.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Next news story. 505 Games is offering an advanced look at the development roadmap for its first-person cyberpunk action slasher game, Ghost Runner. Teasing to play as an action-packed year that will see a variety of free and premium content launch for the award-winning game. The advanced look at development follows 505 Games' recent acquisition of the Ghost Runner IP from publisher All In Games and the launch of the game on Amazon cloud-based gaming platform Amazon Luna. Players can look forward to two new game mods, including coming to Ghost Runner on all platforms in spring, including Kill Run Mode, a challenge mode where players have limited time to complete levels, and the highly requested Photo Mode. Our premium cosmetics DLC will also be available in spring, leading into a steady flow of new content throughout the summer and culminating with the roll out of a free next-gen update for console players later this year. Andy, how does that sit with you? You're a big Ghost Runner fan, right?
I absolutely love the hell out of Ghost Runner. It was so much fun. When I talk about the most fun I've had with games last year, the most fun I had with games were like Fall Guys, Warzone, Ghost Runner is absolutely there.
Yeah.
Hades. It's such a great game. And when I'm looking at this content rollout, what I was hoping to see was not just new game modes. I was hoping to see, maybe a DLC type thing, you know, sort of like how Doom Eternal puts out their DLC and you sure. get extra story missions
yeah,
or whatever.
You want more. You want more.
Yeah. Well, like when it comes to cosmetics, that stuff doesn't really intrigue me a whole lot and wouldn't likely bring me back. But it's exciting for people who haven't played the game, people who played it on PS4 and Xbox One and said, damn, I wish the performance was a bit better, because hopefully you all have PS5s by now. Spoilers, you probably don't. But I, for those of you who have the next-gen consoles, I could not recommend this game more. I had an absolute blast with it. Nick, I think it'd be a great game for you to play as well.
Yeah, I watched you play on streams a couple times. It looks dope.
It's so much fun, and it's also totally a good game to get acquainted with the mouse and keyboard. I think it's like a good tutorial game sort of thing to kind of figure out how you operate with the you know, the WASD, or what Kevin calls it, ASWAD.
ASWAD,
yeah.
Which I think is a better way to do it, personally.
Yeah.
As you know, Andy, I'm very well acquainted with ASWAD, but step one, get the mouse and keyboard. Step two, go into game, invert mouse. That's the huge.
Invert mouse,
that's,
got it.
That's the pro strat right there. Oh, no, is the fire alarm going
off?
What's
that noise?
What is that noise?
Oh, my God. What's that noise,
stopped,
Nick?
It stopped abruptly. I don't know, Andy. What
it
is that noise?
Abruptly. I'm so, trying
it
to find this
so set. Fast.
Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Here
it's
it
the KFGD Top 5. Wow.
It's the KFGD Top 5, everybody. Your favorite piece of content from Kind of Funny Games Daily. It's happening right now. Nick. Right now, I'm about to read to you the top five video game animals I'd bring on my ark if I was Noah from the book Noah's Ark.
Sounds fun.
All right.
Top five animals Andy would bring on his ark if he was Noah from Noah's Ark, right?
From
here.
The book Noah's Ark. Here yep, we go, everybody. Or the Amazon limited series Noah's Ark as well.
Right. Well yeah,
Emma Watson, here we go. Number five. I would Guardian now. Lego. This isn't really me bringing two pairs of animals, like, so they could have sex and we
yeah,
can populate.
Yeah, you don't want that. That
this is more of
smell.
Like,
there's a smell involved with that.
Yeah, this is more of like there's a flood and maybe I just want to bring animals to help me kind of like survive, you know, yeah. That sort of thing.
It brings down your blood pressure. It helps with anxiety.
Exactly.
Maybe one of them spits out some milk.
Exactly. Number five is Yoshi. Yoshi. While technically a dinosaur and bringing back the dinosaurs is against God's law, I might be able to find loopholes and classify him as a lizard. Plus, think of all the monetary opportunities, Nick.
Golden goose eggs.
Think of parks. Think of petting zoos, right? Who wouldn't want access to a dinosaur, right? I think a lot of evil people might. Go ahead, Nick.
Now, when you look at Yoshi's egg, did you ever think, hey, maybe that's a Cadbury mini egg and maybe I could eat it?
Oh, let me chew into that.
Yeah.
We're just eating the unborn babies.
Well, if
babies.
It's not, you know, if it hasn't been inseminated, you could just eat the chocolate. It's fine.
Got it.
Getting gross. What's the next one here, Andy?
Number four is Tom Nook, the raccoon from Animal Crossing. He's super rich. My only worry is that I would be closely associated to somebody who might be the reason for the real estate market crash in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to run with people like that. A lot of people call him Tom Crook.
Oh, no.
Because, yeah, he's known to kind of just, you know, once you owe him money, he's going to come after you. But I think it would be very helpful to have him in my life. Sly Cooper, the raccoon, comes in number three, another raccoon, right? Back to back. We've never seen this before.
I don't think he could help me steal. Tom Nook a raccoon?
Yeah, Tom Nook is a raccoon. Oh, okay. Sly
he
Cooper is
like
also
a
raccoon.
And
Sly Cooper could help me steal from Tom Nook. He could help me steal from Tom Nook if I needed him to. Also, if he gets caught, I'll make sure that Sly Cooper has rabies. So he could scare away Tom Nook. But if Tom Nook has rabies, what's that, Nick? Double jeopardy.
Double rabies. Can't
double
get it twice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can't get it
Ashley
twice.
Judd. Double jeopardy.
Number two, Rouge the Bat. Former government employee. She might have great connections with politicians. I could figure out how to bribe and blackmail people in government.
Wow.
Also,
this is getting like really dark.
I just
wanted you to know. There's like a conspiracy that you got going on here. And I don't know if I want to be on this arc with you. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, you're not invited on the arc. Yeah, you're getting left behind. Okay. Also, she's super sexy. Number one on the list of top five video games I'd bring on my ark if I was Noah from the book Noah's Ark, Shadow the Hedgehog. That's the Shadow right there. Arguably sexier than Rouge, the bat that we just showed earlier. He also carries a Desert Eagle hand cannon with him everywhere he goes. I am worried, though. I mean, there's a lot of pros when it comes to Shadow the Hedgehog, but I am worried he'd fight really hard for the Second Amendment. And if he does, I might disassociate from, I don't need to see that side come out of him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. The flip side of that is, you know, he's the only one that has the gun on the arc, and you're pretty much a pacifist, so it's possible he's going to be your boss soon. Just throwing that out there.
The Lou 55 says, name one pro. I said arguably sexier than Rouge. That's a pro.
Duh.
That's a pro. Right? Like,
look
over
that hair. You can't, it's great. You can't
see. There's Rouge. Shadow the Hedgehog, really, really sexy. Anyway, that's it for my KFGD top five, everybody.
Yes. All right. Andy Cortez, ladies and gentlemen. It's the KFGD top five.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
We're going to take a quick break right now, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you about our sponsor, ExpressVPN. Does it make sense that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of the internet searches, runs your email services, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is more powerful than most countries are, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts, and that's why I recommend ExpressVPN. Think about how much of your life is on the internet. If you're me, it's all of your life. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked and data mined. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, something big tech can use to personally identify you. So ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on the network. And ExpressVPN does all of this without slowing your connection. That's why it's rated number one, the number one VPN service by CNET and Wired. What I like most about ExpressVPN is how easy it is to use. Download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and boom, you're protected. So stop handing over your personal data to the big tech monopoly that mines your activity and sells your information. Protect yourself with a VPN, kind of funny trusts, to keep us safe online. Visit expressvpn.com/games. That's expressvpn.com/games to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/games right now to learn more. Whew. Andy, your choice now, coming out of that ad read.
Cool.
Which I crushed. You do crush I it. Say data or data from here on out? Because I said both. I tried both in there. And I'm not data. Quite sure which one. You like data?
I'd say data. It reminds me of Star Trek.
What's funny is one of the earlier episodes, I think it was season one, one of the characters kept calling him Data. And he corrected her. He was like, I'm sorry, it's Data.
There it is. Straight from the source.
But she sounded so much cooler when she called him Data.
No, that sounds like you're calling somebody a father. Like, Data. Data.
Like put in the chat right now. Is it data? Type in either data or data in the chat.
Hold on. Let me know which one you like. I'll put a poll.
Yeah. How about that? But Barrett, make sure you spell it both the same.
Thank you.
Okay. There you go. Let's see. Andy, we got a couple more news stories we'll go through, and then we'll get to what's out today. Let's go through a couple more news stories, and then we'll do that. Let me scroll back. Got here. Warzone gets real. Activision DMCA's new outlet for reporting Call of Duty leak. This comes from Brandon Sinclair over at gamesindustry.biz. The story reads, Video Games Chronicle editor-in-chief Andy Robinson has said both his and his outlet's Twitter account were temporarily blocked today as a result of a Digital Millennium Copyright Act claim from Activision. Activision, come on, boo. We don't like that. Right, Andy?
Hold on. I have it kind of queued up. One second.
Yeah, give it to me.
Boo.
Good. Yeah, I need the Jerry Springer boo to know how to feel. Last night, Video Games Chronicle posted a story about a new map for Call of Duty Warzone that included links to the origin of the link and embedded videos showing the map in question. The story remains up, although one of the embedded videos hosted on YouTube is marked as, quote, no longer available due to copyright claim by Activision Publishing, Inc. Here comes Activision, quote, here comes Activision removing our legitimate coverage of their leaks from Twitter, Robinson posted after unlocking his account, noting that he has never received DMCA claim from any other publisher. Robinson said VGC's Twitter also had a DMCA claim from Activision last August after it tweeted a link to a story with Call of Duty Black Ops leaks after the leaked information had already been officially announced. Last year, Activision also invoked the DMCA in getting a judge to order Reddit to produce identifying information about a user who posted a screenshot of Warzone before its official announcement.
Slippery slope right there. You can't even talk about leaks anymore, dude.
It is a slippery slope.
Where are you going to do them? Probably on your own site, like where Twitter won't be able to shut your ass down. Because I've seen also, there's been people in our community, Gifted Dim, for example, would post, I think he got blocked because he was posting workout videos of himself from TikTok, and the music got shut down on Twitter. He got DMCA claimed on Twitter, which it's worrisome, Nick, because Twitter just used to be the Wild West, and now they're coming after everybody, just like they came after Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a day when you could just post like an entire season of a TV show on YouTube and no one would come after you. So, I mean, that was awesome. But that was also 2005, before anyone knew what YouTube was.
Just let me post whatever I want, you know?
So I watched all of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, great.
I mean, let Andy post. Hashtag, let's get that one going. Let's see. Final news story, and then we'll get into some other shenanigans. Outriders. PC console crossplay turned off. This comes from Alessandro Barbosa at GameSpot. That is the coolest name ever, by the way. Barbosa.
I will say, when it comes to Alessandro being better than Alex, like Alejandro with an X,
Alejandro,
I think the double S way cooler.
Way cooler.
You know what I mean?
It reminds me of, it sounds like a UFC fighter's name, because there is a UFC fighter named Barbosa.
It sounds like a soccer player.
Yeah, that's totally cool. Outriders, the latest shooter from Studios People Can Fly, is out today for both consoles and PC. But if you were hoping to enjoy some cross-play multiplayer action, you might have to wait for a while. Outriders has its cross-play platform multiplayer between PC and console players turned off as People Can Fly investigates an issue with back-end synchronization. The bug is causing parties consisting of players both PC and console, so we eventually kick players out one by one, which doesn't make it a feasible solution for long sessions. Andy, I'm going to say here's your solution. Just go all PC. Done. Right?
That's the way to go.
I don't know why this is a problem. In a Reddit post, People Can Fly explained that you can still manually bypass matchmaking, invite players from different platforms, but that you'll eventually run into the issues regardless. Thankfully, crossplay between Steam and Epic Games Store players is working correctly, and crossplay between just console players seems unaffected too. Quote, we are treating this issue with the highest priority, and we are working on patches that will synchronize all platform code, which will resolve these issues, the posts reads.
I hope this works and sort of fixes things, because I played a decent amount of the demo before it finally released today. I believe today is like the official release date. And the demo felt kind of wonky when I'd play crossplay. I was playing on PC. I got to play a bit with Greg and Bless, who were in my party. And it just didn't feel as smooth as a co-op PC game should feel. Like I've played Destiny for maybe 20 minutes on PC online. And that felt fantastic, obviously. But for some reason, Outriders just didn't feel as smooth, and it kind of turned me off a bit. Yesterday, I got to hop in, play the game by myself, and it felt phenomenal. And I'm hoping that eventually this crossplay stuff does get turned back on. And maybe they find some problems in the back end that they didn't even know were there, because I would love to keep on going with the I would love to keep on playing with Greg, because I've been enjoying myself so far, and that was not the case during the demo.
Well, I assume they'll get that sorted out very quickly. And I'm just reading off the document here that I was told to read off of, Andy. So this is how they segue to the next section. But Outriders is so far away. If I wanted to know what's coming to mom and pop shops today, where would
mom
I look?
And grop.
Mom and grop shops? I don't know why it says grop shops. Is that a thing that they do?
That's what Greg says. That's a Greg.
Okay. Let me read this again then. I'm sorry. I apologize, everyone. But Outriders is so far away. If I wanted to know what is coming to mom and grop shops today, where would I look?
The
official today section here.
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform, as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Today.
Yeah.
Out today. Outriders. PS5 and PS4, Xbox Series S, X and S, Xbox One and PC. Dungeons and Puzzles on Switch. I'm not even going to say that word. Akalisia on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Akalisia? Akalisia? Sure. Akalisia? I don't know.
What comes after on Switch? Abby's Farm for Kids and Toddlers on Switch. That's one I can't wait for. Stick Fight the Game on Switch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, dude, that game rules. We did a party mode that bad boy.
I remember that.
Fun game.
Train Station Simulator on Switch. A Long Way Down on Switch. Morhun Kart 2 on Switch. Street Racing Tokyo Rush on Switch. That sounds awesome. Good Night Night on Switch, as narrated by Christopher Walken, and it's actually pronounced Good Night Night on Switch. Open TTD on PC and Mac. Oh, there's one I can play, Andy, on the old MacBook. Mm-hmm. Baseball Superstars 2021, now available on iOS and Android devices. GTA Online showcases Daredevil of all kinds this week with triple GTA money and RP in the aerial drop zone, adversary mode, and double GTA and RP in all parachute shooting jobs, while GTA 500K bonus awaits players who perform 5 stunt jumps.
I didn't
even know you could still play GTA Online, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people still doing it, Nick. Wow. Damn it. Huge. Missed opportunity right here, Barrett. I think you, me, Greg, Tim should have all gotten together and put fake games under the list.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's a missed opportunity right there. That would have been so good. Because honestly, Nick, when you got to Morhun Kart 2, I thought, is that a real game? Is somebody doing this joke on Nick right now?
The funny thing is, I don't think it's a missed opportunity. Here's why. I don't know what any of these games are except for Outriders and GTA Online. Those are the only two games that I recognized on this list. And the only reason why I know Outriders is because literally, A, we just read that news story, and B, we've been doing like streams with them coming up. So you guys could have done it, but the joke's on you. I'd have just gone right past it, and then you would have laughed, and I'd be like, I don't understand it, and ignorance is bliss. New dates. This is for new release dates or changed dates. We got a few of those for you right now. Escape the Net and Discover the Mysteries of Plover Island. Are you messing with me on this one? Plover Island Military Complex and Maneater Truth Quest coming this summer to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Mike loves that.
Does he?
Right there.
Nick, all you do is play as a shark.
You're a shark, and it's an open world shark game. You just go kill humans and kill other sea species.
That sounds fun. Earth Defense Force World Brothers sets digital debut for global markets on May 27th for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and now PC. Turnip Boy commits tax evasion April 22nd on the Nintendo Switch and PC. You got to be lying about that one. That's a joke, right?
I have no idea.
Hold on. I got to look this one up.
You got to look that one up. That's got to be Greg messing with you, right?
I think it is a real game.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, here
Shut
we go.
It
here
right
we go.
Now.
Hold on. Yep. This rated is so weird.
It's a real
this
game.
This is
Nick.
A real game.
Real game.
This is not a real game.
Let's see the trailer.
Man, they're here digging deep for these Switch games these days.
Snooki Kazoo, Graffiti Games brings you Turnip Boy commits tax evasion. Look how cute it is.
I mean, this looks dope. I'd play it. This looks like that. This
looks like Link to the Past.
It does. Yeah, I was going to say. Well,
this is awesome.
It's really cute music and stuff, too. But I'm waiting for it to turn.
Pay your taxes.
Oh, no.
I would love it if this
the
turned
IRS
into like a
comes
hardcore.
For everybody, dude.
Yeah, and he's living on the streets doing smack.
I would love it if, like, Nick Cage and Wesley Snipes were two of your friends who, like, are also committing tax fraud.
Oh, my God.
You.
I wish one of us could do a Nick Cage and or Wesley Snipes because we would just narrate this game right now.
That's high praise. I can only do the Andy Samberg impersonation of Nick Cage.
Can you do me a favor? Can you give me the Michael Caine to McConaughey?
Michael Caine? Oh, like from that other video? The TikTok
yeah, you were good. You were really good at it. I was setting you up for...
Wait, you're down? Yeah. You're Michael Caine. Yo, Michael, I want you to put a little southern accent on it. It becomes Michael McConaughey. It's just not very good.
It was fine.
I haven't practiced a whole lot, Nick. Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh,
the alarm's going off again.
The alarm is that the fire went alarm? Off again, Nick. What does that mean?
Abruptly. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
KGB top five.
Another top five. We got two top fives.
Wow, we have two top fives today? What a day. What a day we're being treated to right now, Nick.
It's a huge deal for all of us.
Right now, it looks like, because I don't control this, Nick. It just sort of happens.
Apparently,
today's top five list is the top five celebrities in video games that have ever popped up. And it was meant to be top five actors, but one of them was like just too good that I had to include.
Cool.
So number five on the list is Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum in Black Ops 3.
You should be thankful that you didn't just disappear. Is there a larger weapon concealed within?
He's just Jeff Goldblum.
He's not even trying. He's really not even trying on these.
Gratitude scale. Wow, I feel like
gratitude
I just,
scale.
Traded a cow for some magic beans. This is yes. Hey, this is special.
So that's number five right there. Number four on the list is Phil Collins in GTA Vice City Stories. I'm not going to play the music, obviously, because of DMCA purposes.
Yeah.
But Phil Collins struts out onto the stage on this is a PSP game, by the way. That's why naturally. It looks like so old. And he's walking with the headset mic, right? And it looks amazing. And I might just play like a couple of seconds. Let's just play when he walks all the way around the stage and he's in concert and he's singing.
They were not gracious to him on that hairline. They really were not.
Yeah, the Rockstar could have been a little bit nicer there, but eventually
a little bit better.
He's shutting the whole way.
Why is
over.
It taking him so long to get to the drum set?
He's singing. The pain still grows. The string. It's so good.
The crowd.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild, Nick. So that's number four for the top celebs in video games. Number three. Christopher Walken from True Crime Streets of L.A.
Sometimes it seems like no matter where you turn, you end up stepping into dog shit. And I don't mean any dog shit. I'm talking about a frigging Great Dane dump, the likes of which you've never seen.
This is also going to be your future text notification or ringtone or maybe like a Twitch stream notification. Here we go.
Okay.
Good going, Nick. You really need it.
These are just his lines all isolated. That's number three on the list. Number two, who could forget from Wheelman, Vin Diesel.
What you need is a tour guide.
Oops.
You
always work solo?
Why? You looking for a dance partner?
Maybe. But I'm going to need a team that knows exactly what they're doing.
I prefer to work with people who know how to stay behind the scenes.
Gotta be careful with people like that. Sometimes they're hard to find when you need them.
Great job, Vin. You read
they were
that
also
perfectly.
Very generous with the
just the body
his
overall.
Body. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot more defined than Vin Diesel's trying.
Well,
to
keep in mind, this is an
right
older
now.
Game, right? That's when he was.
That's true.
Jacked.
He was kind of
Vin
jacked
Diesel
back
was
then.
Jacked back
he's
then.
He's still and jacked now. He's just a little. He tries a little less hard to get that body fat down. No.
Number one on the list. Is Christopher Walken again from the game Ripper?
Absolutely. Is that just live action?
Who's the victim?
Walken?
It's an FMV.
His name's Stein. Yeah. Renee Stein, age 43, book
His
editor.
His name's Ben Stein. Renee
Any
Stein. Got it wrong. Don't
Let's see.
Get another take.
Programmer.
He's so
Mendler,
terrible. He's so
It'll
young in
this.
It'll
take me 48 hours to run it down, but there's no connection here.
It's That's just like so it's just so
clues?
Old school.
No sign
he
of forced
just
entry,
doesn't
nothing's
care.
Disturbed. Two sets of prints, hers and her mother's.
Two sets of prints.
The only thing not where it
hers
should be
and her mother's.
Is this woman's insides. Or what about witnesses?
Insides.
I mean, this guy must have been a bloody.
Don't try to shake him down. That's the KFGD top five. The second one for today, everybody.
All right.
I can't believe we got two, Nick. That's
I mean,
what an
motherfucking
honor.
KFG.
And yes, I added the word motherfucking to the second intro.
It's a motherfucking KFGD
we noticed.
Top five.
We noticed.
There can't go, wait! Everybody. Can't wait to see if there's a third one before this hour-long episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily yeah. ends. To see what we do with that, I guess two more new dates before we continue over to the reader mail section. Potion Party comes to Nintendo Switch on April 8th, and Viking Vengeance comes to Steam on April 8th. I cannot believe they report on these games. I can't imagine that. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna move on right now.
It's important. Yeah.
We're gonna skip the deals of the day section because all there is just an X in there, and I assume that's not. Something we need to worry about right now. It's time to go to reader mail. You can write into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames where you can get your questions read on the show, just like the nanobiologist said. Good morning, my favorite KFGD hosts. That's you and me, Andy. Now that Mario is dead and soon to be deleted from all of our consciousnesses, what game mascots should take its place As every confused parent and grandparents go to for referring to video games. We've all heard, is that a Mario or is that a Nintendo? But they can't anymore. Thanks, and may you always find ways to fight the Greg Scrooge.
Scourge.
I just said Scrooge. I'm sorry. I read it like that. I haven't seen the word Scourge written out in ever in my life, so it's Scrooge.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. Just because Mario's dead doesn't mean your parents know he's dead, or your grandparents for that matter. When, as a person who is getting older in age, basically whatever gets stuck in here around 30s, it just stays. So Mario will always be in the consciousness as the video game character, similar to how my mom still thinks I make Halo, because she heard that one time. She knows I am in video games, so now she says Nick makes Halo. I don't have the heart to correct her. Andy, what say you?
I mean, at that point, I feel like we're kind of, you know, you got to take the character off of life support, right? If Mario is dead, you cannot keep on going with this lie. I feel like it's telling your kids that the Easter Bunny is alive. Or Santa Claus is still alive, you know, when really those characters died centuries ago, right?
Oh my God, in the war, in the great Easter war of 20 AD.
The other one, Cold War, died in the Cold War.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's good to yell, to lie to your children. I'm thinking, I mean, we just saw five actors right here that I just showed you. Well, it was actually four. We got Christopher Walken twice on the list. Who could replace Mario? I think it's between Vin Diesel or Christopher Walken.
Oh my God.
Either one of them could take place, could be the lexicon, you know?
You're so right. But the question is, and here's the thing, Andy, though. You put two different Christopher Walkens on there. Because as Troy Baker once told us, when you start doing a Christopher Walken impression, you have to pick which age you're doing. Well, so is it going to be young Christopher Walken, which we saw at the last clip, or old Christopher Walker, where he's like, a great Danes, big heaping dog shit. You know, you got to pick where you're going to be in the register, because older Christopher Walken dropped down to, like, you know, the lower
I love
registers.
That I just showed you a clip, and now that's going to be a part of your sort of act. I just showed you a clip that you'd never seen from True Crime, Streets of L.A., and now it's up there. Now that's part of your... That's part of your Christopher Walken routine right there.
Oh, man. Already? I mean, I'm an artist. I'm a true artist, Andy. Yeah. And as every true artist knows, the step one in becoming great is copy other things and just stick them in there. Stick them in the old noodle. Let them come out whenever they want.
Thank you for the question, Mick. Appreciate you, man.
There's a couple more questions.
We didn't answer it.
No, we didn't answer it. Why would we? You know, we're gonna leave those other questions for tomorrow.
Or the post show.
Because there is another show tomorrow. That's fun. We'll do them on the post show. That sounds good. Remember, if you want to be a part of the post show, subscribe right now to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can be a part of this post show where I will answer John Autumn and Jordan Lee Rowan's questions over there. But now it's time to squad up. And there's nothing there. And when I click on the link, it goes to the same link as all the other questions. So I assume this is just unnecessary. Totally. We're going to go through... There's no more segments in this. And now it's time for You're Wrong. And the host note here says, this is where I get to tell you all the things you're wrong about. So here we go. Here's Nick Scarpino and Andy Cortez's first ever segment, You're Wrong.
Bless this is yours. You
Barrett, do you sing to this?
You can't include me.
This is all
you.
I think this is one of the few we don't have a jingle for.
Okay, well, I'll start the I'll
do one for you. You're motherfucking wrong!
If you think Departed is a good movie, you're wrong. Anyone who doesn't think Ryan Gosling should have gotten an Academy Award for his performance in Blade Runner 2049, you're wrong. If you don't think the 1989 Batman movie is the best movie ever made, you're wrong.
Jesus
if you're
Christ.
30 years or older and wearing a backward hat... you're wrong. DJs in general,
god damn it,
you're wrong. Okay. Cat people, you're not wrong, but you're also not right.
Oh, okay. You're right. Willing to make a little
willing to make a concession on that. Okay. One if you pick Apex over Warzone, you're wrong.
Oh, come on, Apex is a great game.
If you play Valorant instead of inviting me to play Warzone at night, you're also wrong.
Oh, that's very directed at me. I see.
If you're overly tall and flaunt it in the face of us average-sized people, you're wrong. And good fucking luck at airports. That's what I'll say right there. If you choose pumpkin froyo over ice cream because you think it's healthier, and then proceed to pile on a bunch of that powdered graham cracker topping, let me know where you found that, because all my places in SF have closed.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's just
and
the question you're asking.
And finally, for your wrong today, if you post Greg sucks in the comments of this video, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to stop you on that.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow, hosting Kind of Funny Games Daily, someone named Blessing and someone named Lucy James. So maybe they're good at this show and probably better than us, but I assume they are. And if you're watching live on Twitch, let the audience know what if something is coming next. Well, guess what's coming next? Snowbike Mike is going to be streaming today with someone else, and it's going to be real cool.
Who is it going to be today?
It's going to be Blessing.
Yeah. And then we're going to play Outriders, and then we're going to talk about anime.
There you go. Man, look at us, Andy. 10:58 on the dot, crushing this podcast. Turns out, not that hard to end the show at 11. Now it's time for the post show. Supporters at Silver, the Silver membership, or above on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Get this. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.